Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We haven't spoken with Liz Preade-Havey, who is a great source, head of Republicans out of Montgomery County, about how this stuff, Biden, Krasner, and also the, the Senate race and the governor's race on the Republican side, you talk about heavy-duty spending, big money. And President Biden yesterday, particularly talking about legitimacy of elections. It wasn't just Philadelphia the last time. There were also issues out of Montgomery County. Now, they weren't on the level of what goes on in Philadelphia, but this is the ultimate swing state. You know, if you're the Republican and you win this, I believe you're going to win the White House. I believe if you win the governor's race, that's going to help winning the White House. If you don't win the governor's race and it's Josh Shapiro, that's big trouble. Well, Josh Shapiro's from Montgomery County, too. Let's go to Liz Preade-Havey here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Liz, welcome back. Good to talk today.
Hi, Dom. Great to be here.
Well, Montgomery County, all roads lead to that. At the end of the day, you have Valerie Arcouche and you have Josh Shapiro. So I wanted to talk a little bit about, though, the one-year anniversary of President Biden, the news conference yesterday, and Joe Biden and National Democrats, I'm sure we'll hear it locally, talking about the illegitimacy of elections. Now, you've never said, you know, voting machines or whatever, but you did document the reforms that are needed to make it easier to believe in Montgomery County and across the state. So what's the latest in your mind after hearing all that?
Well, I think it's a sideshow. I think that Biden is trying to divert the talk. It's always Josh Shapiro, right? Democrats don't have anything to talk about that's positive. So, you know, they try to turn this into a divisive, you know, racial war, you know. He has Biden, in my view, and I think in the view of a majority of Americans as reflected in all these recent polls, is that he has created crisis after crisis, whether it's the departure of Afghanistan, making people now feel not only horrified that we left Americans there, but that we have now possibility of terrorists coming to the United States against us. The immigration at the border, there's no plan. It's completely ridiculous. We have flights right into these ghost flights into Scranton and other places in Pennsylvania. No explanation of where these immigrants are coming from, whether they've been vetted, whether or not they have they have COVID. It's all in the dark of night, by the way, like Christmas night at midnight. Tensions with Russia are now high. He has no real plan on COVID. You can't even get testing. There's no treatment for COVID yet, which is, to me, outrageous. I think there actually are treatments, but we can't use them because, you know, Donald Trump at one point said that, you know, hydroxychloroquine or said it was effective. So now it's off the list. And I think this whole extreme divisiveness on COVID about, you know, basically creating hate against people who have chosen not to be vaccinated. And the same, this extreme divisiveness on what they're calling voting rights. You're a racist if you want voter ID. 80% of Americans want voter ID. You need to, in order to go into a restaurant right now, you have to have a vaccine card in Philadelphia. But trying to get people to have an ID, to show an ID, to do the most important role you have as an American citizen to vote is somehow racist. And I just think, you know, there's also this kind of all around lack of competence. There's just a lack of competence. And that has given people, a lack of confidence because there's just nothing mm-hmm. is going right for the administration.
Well,
right?
The thing that got me yesterday, too, Liz, and fact checkers can say whatever they want, but I do the shopping. I think you do, too. And inflation is not going to go away. And when the president said yesterday, well, usually 91% of supermarket shelves are filled. Now it's only 89%. That's only a 2% drop. You can't get away with this stuff. Inflation and the supply chain, et cetera, all are a matter of what he's created through all the spending.
Absolutely. And I should have mentioned that as well. You're right. I do the shopping. I have three boys at home, kids, and they eat a lot. And every time I go to the store, you can't get what you want. It doesn't matter what store you go to, it's not available. And it's, according to Biden, it's everybody else's fault but his. And I think people are just tired of it because it's really everything that he's touched is not, things are just not going smoothly. People don't have hope. You know, the gray weather out there is how people feel inside. I hear it all the time. And I, you know, and I think that's what we're seeing with independents and then a lot of Democrats as well. And it's got Josh Shapiro spooked. I just heard he's started a texting plan to suburban Republican women attacking Trump in the text. And, you know, I think that that's because he knows these polls are so bad that if he could just, you know, try to incite people against Trump, maybe get them to switch parties or whatever it is, maybe he can have an argument, you know, that he can win. But it's going to be difficult.
Well, but I would say this, Liz, too, and this should give people pause, particularly, look, you look at both. I understand the importance of the Senate race. I'm not discounting that. It's huge, control of the Senate. But I believe deep down, and you know better day to day, but I think it's a fact, if whoever controls the governor's seat in Pennsylvania, I think is 1, 2, or 3, the most important race to determine the presidency in 2024. We saw the last time the infrastructure of that and how it works. And if you have people following the law like the Republican would versus what Bookvar did and tried to do, it makes a huge difference in the end.
No, I agree with you 100%. You know, it's going to be very difficult for a Republican presidential candidate to win Pennsylvania if Josh Shapiro is the governor. Absolutely. He will make sure there are no security measures in place. He will take the Zuckerbucks and drive around and collect ballots all over Democratic areas and give, you know, and I believe turn a blind eye if somebody's, it'll all be under this whole, you know, argument about race, right? With drop boxes, if you don't like drop boxes, you're somehow a racist. It's incredible. And it goes against common sense. It's why I think it's very good that the Republican legislature is going to have a question on the ballot. Unfortunately, the procedure means it takes a couple years to get there. It won't be on the ballot this primary, but the following primary to have voter ID, because at the very least, even if Shapiro wins, the Pennsylvania voters will vote for ID. But I think you're right, and I don't know if Republicans understand how important this is. Absolutely, if we lose this governor's race, we're going to pay for that.
And despite, well, I look at some candidates, too, and I don't want to draw you into this at this point. At the appropriate time, I guess you'll endorse or be on that side. But I'm looking for somebody who I knows how to drive Republicans in Harrisburg, who sometimes take things for granted, and yet can reach Republican voters in Montgomery, Bucks, Delaware County, particularly women. That's what I'm looking for in the candidate for governor. But you have more experience. I know Shapiro. I've had him on a dozen times, Liz. If we think it was bad with Wolf, this guy is much more energetic, ambitious. He wants to run for president probably. Smarter, I think, and just relentless. He is the key guy here, second to none.
I agree with you on how you described what kind of candidate we need to be looking for. I'd throw in there, too, that you're also looking for somebody who gives people hope. People don't have hope right now. People are not optimistic.
That's a great point. That is a great point. The happy warrior. Yes.
Yeah. And Josh is not going to be that. He's going to have to explain how he blocked, how he covered for Wolf all this time. And I believe actually didn't do his job. He wouldn't investigate what happened with the nursing homes. He wouldn't investigate what happened with the waiver process with COVID. He is screaming and yelling that you're a racist if you want voter ID and you know, simple precautions. He wouldn't investigate any of the kind of, you know, inconsistencies that people saw at the polling places and with the mail-in ballots. He just, you know, glossed over and said everything's great. People know it's not. So we have an opportunity here to really define ourselves as, you know, you think whether you loved him or hated him, Donald Trump was masterful at making people believe that he could make America great again. And, you know, so I think we need a candidate who can help people have hope and believe that Pennsylvania, we can do better in Pennsylvania than we have under the last 8 years of Wolf.
I like how you brought that home. I like the Ronald Reagan, you know, morning in America again approach that's hopeful. But Trump had his own approach, not as romanticized maybe as Reagan, make America great again. But it's still the same kind of message in a different fabric, which is got to give people hope. And I hope these candidates take that to heart and they enunciate that more. Now, I wanted to ask you, Montgomery County, we're always talking about Abington. We had on the Abington police, or a great police force the other day. You saw the carjacking at the mall, then the attack at the ATM, and the Philadelphia crime morphing into the suburbs. Jake Corman's coming up again, Liz. He was on the other day, and he's running for governor, so there's always a political part. But he threw down the gauntlet to Republicans in Harrisburg, and I'm told they're reluctant to do anything as far as Krasner. What are you hearing, and why would they be reluctant? Because I think politically it's a winner in the end, too.
You know, I agree with you, Dom. Well, the people who are paying attention and care about the crime are really, really excited about what Jay Corman did. I mean, I my phone was blowing up. People, action, finally,
good.
Somebody doing something. And regular people, you know, my plumber was thrilled. He listens to your show every day. He texted me, I'm so excited someone's doing something. I don't know if the House is hesitant. I'm kind of hearing that as well. I don't understand why they would be. I think this could be a model that's used across the country against these, you know, people, these DAs who have been basically purchased by Soros, totally funded by Soros, who have come in and blown up, you know, the regular security measures and gone against the police. So, you know, I think it was a brilliant move, and I'm glad that he had the strength and leadership to do it. And I hope that the House does listen. And for your listeners, you should reach out to the leaders of the Republican House and ask them to do something.
We you are. Know, we're on it, too. And I look, you validate it because I trust your judgment. There's politics involved. He's running for governor. But my God, Liz, sometimes the morally right thing and the politically right thing are together. I differ with them on the politics of this. These people that support Krasner are going to hate you anyhow. That's why they support Krasner. A lot of people in the suburbs, to your point, and I'm glad what you said personally, they're going to say, thank God, I don't want that coming to Montgomery County.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And anybody who doesn't feel that way, you're right, is never going to vote for you. There are always going to be people who, you know, are obstructionists and, you know, are spreading. I also think this, you know, hateful dialogue against the police, hateful dialogue against anybody who doesn't, you know, believe in what they believe in. So it's not, in my view, it's not even worth answering them. Let's just proceed in the House and start having a significant, serious, and analysis and have Krasner come in. You know, as Senator Corman has said, you know, Jake has said, let's give him his opportunity
exactly.
to what he's done.
Exactly right. Liz, where do we find all things Montgomery County Republicans, the volunteer, register, whatever it might be? What do people do?
The MontgomeryCountyGOP.com.
Very good. Hey, Liz, thank you very, very much. You made my day. It's not so gray outside now.
Oh, great. Well, I love being on your show, Dom. Thanks for having me.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.